Have you ever wondered what retirement life would be like? I'm still wondering, and I've been retired for 3 years. Other than travel a lot, I never thought about what it'd be like. It was always so far off in the future. I guess I thought retirement was for old people. A few years ago, I hit 60, but still never gave retirement a thought. I had a retirement plan and kept socking away as much as I could, which is, of course, never enough. A couple of years went by, and my wife, out of the blue one day, says to me, "I'm thinking about retiring next year." Boy, did that catch me off guard. "Retirement?" I ask. "Isn't that for old people?" Ignoring me, she continues, "What do you think about me retiring?" Gosh, where has the time gone? I guess, yes, we're old enough to at least think about it. A few months passed, and I continued to think about it. The more I thought, the more I really liked it, for her and for me. She set a date. That made it easy for me to say, "Well, if you're retiring, I'm retiring too." I thought to myself, she's not going to get any more fun than I am. Our financial advisor gave us the thumbs up, and we both set a date. That's when time seemed to stop. You know how sometimes the days, months, and years whiz by when you're not paying any attention? When you're paying attention, time comes to a stop, and it seems like you'll never get to your retirement date. Anyway, now we're retired. We've yet to go on a trip, but we have one planned for the fall, so that's good. And the days seem to just come and go, you know, when you're not paying attention to them. I'm always busy, but I can rarely tell you what I did all day. I know what I need to do. I need to unpack the 40 boxes we've never unpacked after moving to eastern Oklahoma. We have so much more room. I need to throw most of their contents into the dumpster. After all, we haven't used it in 3 years. Chances are we're probably not going to use it in the next 3 years, or the next 30, for that matter. I could get the pickup in the garage with the extra room and actually walk around in my basement office. Besides decluttering the house, I need to find something productive to do. Unfortunately, Walmart has stopped their front door greeter program. That was always my backup if traveling never panned out. I've scoured the internet for ideas. I could become a local tour guide, it says. I could volunteer for a wildlife nonprofit and count birds and butterflies. Or I could volunteer at the local animal shelter or at the nearby botanical garden. My wife and I got involved with a local Reader's Theater group last year. We performed nearby at all of the major nursing homes and flower clubs. So there's that. It says I could learn to dance, take art lessons, join the local Y. I could buy and fix up an old car, make customized greeting cards, or write a novel. Here's an idea. I could find a hobby like fossil hunting, beekeeping, amateur astronomy. Here's an idea that made me scratch my head. Searching for extraterrestrial intelligence or train spotting. Train spotting? Is that really a thing? And is it what I think it is? Surely I'm not that hard up. Train spotting? No, I think instead I'll continue to do what I've been doing, and it's pretty important. I'm going to take care of my wife and my mom. I'm good at it. I carry stuff. And I pick up groceries, and I'm their best and only chauffeur. I get them to their medical and hair appointments on time. It gives me satisfaction. The pay's not that good, but the fringe benefits are great. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.